The reason we began the campaign is because we want to ensure that the candidates going forward are honest politicians who are motivated by service of the people as opposed to their own back pocket. And we hope that as many candidates as possible in the upcoming election will adopt these policies and show the public that they're really interested in the common good of the country.
Now, what's you and your friends' occupations?
Well, I'm involved in forestry. I'm managing forestry. And my friends are involved in a whole host of different activities. One of them actually just emigrated, unfortunately. I had to move to Canada for work. And so they're very much reflective of society at large and the struggles that we face with the austerity that the government have brought about in the country.
But how would you or your friends feel if someone came along and said, you should half your salary?
Well, I think the reduction we're asking politicians to make is actually quite reasonable, given the fact that $45,000 is still almost $10,000 more than the average industrial wage. They'll be more than able to still put a roof over their heads and food on their table and pay their bills with that. And it grounds, I think, our leaders in the reality that their people or the voters are facing each and every day. And ensures, as I said, that we'll have honest servants in leadership positions. And, of course, leaders in any other aspect of life, we expect to lead by example. And so if the general public are expected to face cuts and austerity, then I think there's no reason why politicians shouldn't be expected to do the same.
But is there not a danger that if salaries are halved and expenses are cut, then no one will want to be a politician? To get the best people in the job, you have to pay the best salary, do you not?
Well, I remember one Labour TD saying, if you pay peanuts, you'll get monkeys. And I thought to myself at the time, we already have a bit of a circus in the Dáil, so why are we paying them so much anyway? I think that there's huge numbers of people out there who just want the country to be put in a better place and would be more than willing to take a decrease in their wages if it meant that they could serve the public and build a better future for this country. And really any politician who is intent on building a better future for this country, I think, would be willing to make this symbolic sacrifice to the public and show that they're in it for the good of the country as opposed to their own back pocket.
Do you have any political aspirations yourself?
No, people are asking me to run, I suppose, since I started this campaign. But really, I don't think I'd be able to compete with the finances available to the parties. When it comes to election campaigns, it's very difficult for anyone to break into that system.
And I suppose what you're calling for, it isn't really anything new, because I've heard an elected councillor come out with similar in the past year.
Yeah, it's nothing new, but there's never been a campaign, a concerted campaign ran on it. Because political campaigns by nature tend to be run by political parties, and they're not interested in reducing their own finances. And so this is a citizens' initiative, giving people the opportunity to speak up on an issue that does frustrate an awful lot of people. And we hope there'll be a big response from the candidates.
Would you do the job as a TD for €45,000 a year?
I think a lot of people, including myself, would be more than happy to serve the country and better the future of our people and receive a salary that's still 10,000 more than the average industrial wage.